Blog Talk Radio.
You are my God, oh, and you healed me. You are the Lord who is my healer. You sent your word, and you healed my disease. You are the Lord who was my healer. You are my God, oh, and you healed me. You are the Lord who was my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease.
Well, good day. This is Ann Winter here at the Zoe Radio Network. We're continuing our topic that we began yesterday. Healing is where God is. Today we're looking specifically at God's focus on you is the result of your focus on Him. Now, just think for a minute with me. Father, I pray for those that listen to this message today. I pray for them to see through my eyes, sense with my heart the revelation, Lord, that I received from these wonderful truths, these words, God is. Oh, Father, the fullness of yourself present with them. In Jesus' name, Father, open the eyes of their understanding. Amen and amen. Healing is automatically wherever God is. That's the point I'm trying to get over. No begging, no praying, no hoping, no maybes. Healing is where God is. And we know that God is omnipresent. That means He is present everywhere, all the time. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. So whatever part of the world that you're in, if it's night there, day there, morning, evening, God is present. God is where you are. Hallelujah. How do these two words, I want to do a little review from yesterday. God is, these two words are found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. God is. How is it that these two words relate to receiving healing? Well, in receiving healing, I want to encourage you to take your eyes off your symptoms and start looking at these two words. If you have to write them out on a piece of paper and just sit and look at them, put them in your phone. Send yourself a text message. Send yourself an email. Keep it handy. Write a note in the little app program on your phone, your tablet, whatever. God is. Make a, get a JPG file, picture, and put it as your home screen on your tablet. God is. Hallelujah. And every time you see it, keep it before your eyes. Keep that reality before you in the midst of your heart. Say it to yourself as you go through the day, even when you're not in a crisis or needing something. God is. But if you're dealing with a physical symptoms today, even you're in pain, oh, dig down to that deep place in you, in your spirit man. Your spirit man isn't sick. He's not hurting. He's not in pain. And in your spirit, deep inside, start saying, God is. Oh, hallelujah. Again, in receiving healing, start with God. God is. The moment that you say that, what do you sense? We sense God's presence with us in a way that we don't sense it when we're occupied in other places. Our minds are focused on other things. But the moment you say God is, and you bring your focus. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body full of light. If your focus is single, hallelujah. So when your focus is turned off of other things and turned singly on God, and saying these two words helps that happen. God is. Now the next thing you can ask yourself, does God have healing to give me? Is there anything he cannot heal? So when you say those two questions, does God have healing to give me? Normally, if you've been taught from the Word of God, if you look at the example of Jesus and that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, the answer is yes, God has healing to give me. Then next, look at your symptoms. Look at your disease. Not yours. Look at the disease that is afflicting you. Look at the symptoms that are afflicting you. I don't like to use those personal pronouns, your. They're not your. They belong to the curse. They're of the world. You're in it. You're not of it as a Christian. Even with sinners, Jesus could override the curse and heal them by the multitudes. But anyway, then take the symptoms, take the disease, whatever it might be, and look at it for a moment, and then say, is there anything God cannot heal? And look at the symptom. Anything. And say it, whatever it is, whatever the symptom is you're dealing with, say it. Say the word, and then say, is there anything God cannot heal? The obvious answer will be, no, there isn't anything that God cannot heal. God is present with you in the person of his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the virtue of God that flowed out of Jesus and healed the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. Again, no praying, no begging, no hoping in yourself, and start receiving. The vine and the branch principle. Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branch. Hallelujah. The branch doesn't have to sit there and say, vine, give me some nourishment. No, the vine just gives the branch nourishment. Well, we don't have to beg God for healing. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. We're healed, past tense. It's a part of the new covenant. We just receive. Just receiving. The branch, abiding and receiving. Abiding and receiving. Hallelujah. Will you see immediate changes in your symptoms? Possibly not immediately. But see, that's when you have to working it. Working the kingdom of God, working the word of God, working the presence of God. Let God know. that your focus is on Him. Hallelujah. Turn your focus fully toward Him. Our topic today, God's focus on you is the result of your focus on Him. God is present everywhere all the time, but He becomes present with you in particular when He sees your faith eyes focused on Him. I want to go on now, and there's a little book that Annette Capps wrote called Quantum Faith. I've been talking about that quite a bit lately. You can go on YouTube and you can type in Quantum Faith, Annette Capps, and it will come right up. But in her little book, she was talking about how an atom looks at the quantum level. That's when you get down deep, 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 deep. We have more powerful microscopes today than were ever possible before. And so the way that even Einstein looked at an atom, or people way back then, today scientists are able to look even deeper into an atom than what they could back then. And they found something very interesting. Normally in school, when we studied science and we saw a picture of an atom, we'd see the little nucleus and then we'd see the little protons orbiting around the atom. But through under higher powered telescopes and other experiments they've done, they have found that the protons are like a cloud surrounding the nucleus until the scientist looks through the microscope at them. Then they become the dot that we are used to seeing. They take shape, they take form. So they go from cloud form to the dot that we are used to seeing. As I was meditating, I meditated for several days on these words, God is. And as I was meditating on it, and I was thinking about God being everywhere at once. If God is, then He's everywhere at once. And as I was thinking about that, then the Holy Spirit brought back to me these words, this concept from Annette Capps's little book in Quantum Faith that she had shared, that the with God being everywhere at once, that's like the cloud surrounding the nucleus of an atom. And what do we talk about? The Shekinah glory, the cloud, the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night in the Old Testament. We talk today, people see into the Spirit and see the Shekinah glory manifesting, the cloud of God's presence manifesting in services today or on people. My husband has seen it when we've been in different services, seen the cloud of glory manifesting. God manifesting Himself in cloud form, hovering over the people as the corporate anointing builds up. And the Holy Spirit said to me then, as I was meditating on all of this, God is, then God is like the cloud that surrounds the nucleus of the atom. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, He said, that's how God is. He is the ever-present cloud surrounding all things, and you in particular. Hallelujah. If you're a believer, if you've called on Jesus to be saved, then that cloud of God is surrounding you or is with you in particular. Now, when you focus on God, when you turn your focus on God, then you're like the scientist looking through the microscope at the atom, at the cloud of protons. And the Holy Spirit said to me, when you, like the scientist, look at God, then He looks back at you. You have His full attention. and focus. He is ready to supply what you are looking at Him, expecting by faith to receive. He is ready to supply what you are looking at Him, expecting by faith to receive. Hallelujah. One of the things that puzzles the scientists so much, when they observed this, I'll just read it to you here, how Annette said it in her book. Scientists have performed experiments with atoms and their subatomic particles, such as electrons. If you paid attention in school, you saw the diagram of an atom with the electron orbiting it, like the Earth orbits the Sun. The interesting thing is that scientists have discovered that the electron that is shown orbiting the nucleus is not always there in particle form. It exists in a wave state, like a cloud, everywhere at once, until someone looks at it. When the scientist observes it, it suddenly appears as a dot or particle. Now, what we all want to know is, how does it know someone is looking at it? How does it know someone is looking at it? Well, who created all the atoms? Who upholds all of them by the word of His power? Hallelujah. What's causing the protons and electrons to travel around the nucleus and float there like a wave in a cloud? It's God. He is the creator. He said, let there be. So His power manifested in the natural realm. And the natural realm is patterned after the realities of the kingdom of God and the laws that govern the kingdom's operation. So God just gave us a little show and tell down here. This whole world is just show and tell. They said, in the strange world of quantum physics, this world is nothing but a hologram. It's not real. Atoms are mostly air. Everything is made up of atoms. Your body, the table, the car, everything. And it's mostly air. Huh. Anyway, that's so exciting. So the minute God withdraws His sustaining word, like in Peter, it says, when He makes a new heavens and a new earth, the elements are going to melt with a fervent heat. What does that mean? It means the atoms, there's going to be a chain reaction, and they're going to implode. And God's going to make a new heavens and a new earth. He's going to withdraw His sustaining word by which He's holding everything together right now. Well, He made atoms to function this way so that they look back at us when we're looking at them. That's a pattern of how God responds to faith. I thought about the scripture in the Old Testament. It says His eyes go to and fro throughout all the earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those who have faith toward Him. Faith toward God, Hebrews 6 talks about. One of the basic doctrines, faith toward God. Our faith looking toward God. He who comes to God must believe that He is, first of all, focused on Him, turned toward Him, looking at Him, ready to make Him everything. Ready, Him as the great physician, the provider, the shepherd, the bishop of your soul. Oh my. What we all want to know is, how does the electron know that someone is looking at it? How does the cloud know that someone is looking at it? Because in science, in this world, atoms are living things, and God's power, God's presence is in them. It works the same way in the spirit. I want to go back to that. God's presence, God is everywhere. His eyes are running to and fro. He's like the cloud everywhere. But the moment someone looks toward Him, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will not be ashamed, Romans 10 tells us. Whoever turns toward Him, looks toward Him, all of a sudden the fullness of His presence focuses on you in particular. Oh my, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. This quantum statement here of how quantum physics works in atoms, transferring that over into the spirit. It is this truth comes from the spiritual operation. This is a natural manifestation of a spiritual operation. Hallelujah. We've had lots of lessons on faith. God responds to faith. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. When you say God is that he, Hebrews 11:6, he who comes to God must believe that God is. So right away, when you say God is, faith is in that statement. It's in it. God is. Faith, your faith is in that statement when you say it. And when faith comes forth from you, God is there. He's on the spot. He's focusing on you. Oh, how awesome is that? God's focus turns toward you when your focus turns toward him. Remember, again, the electron is just there in a cloud form, like a wave, a cloud. And it just stays that way until the human being looks at it. So somehow that cloud is observing the scientist observing it. There's an interaction of life taking place, natural life, this world kind of life, taking place between the scientist and the cloud that is in the atom, circulating around the nucleus. Oh, who can understand the wisdom of God in these creations? But oh my, that's how he's present with you when you turn toward him. His total focus, he sees you looking at him and immediately he looks back. There's no such thing as the heavens being brass today. It's we lack knowledge. We lack knowledge of the operations of the Spirit. Differences of administrations, diversities of operations, differences of gifts. We lack knowledge. The heavens are open since Jesus went to the cross. The veil has been rent. Come boldly to the throne of grace. God is ready now to be present with you the moment you turn your focus toward him. Again, I want to quote to you what the Holy Spirit said to me. He said, that is how God is. He is the ever-present cloud surrounding all things and you in particular. When you, like the scientist, look at him, then he, quote, looks back at you. You have his full attention or focus. He is ready to supply what you are looking at him, expecting by faith to receive. Remember, he said, the natural quantum physics is just a shadow of reality. As the tabernacle of Moses was a shadow of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Whew! Just like the woman that laid a hold of the hem of Jesus' garment. That's what was happening there. As we read these verses here before we close today, just sense the crossing from cloud to sight in the woman with the issue of blood as she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Crossing from cloud to sight is another way of saying faith is giving substance to things hoped for. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched. See, her focus. He wasn't even aware of her. He was going about his business. He was present with the crowd. But the moment she touched him, his focus, that virtue in him, focused on her. He didn't even know in the five sense realm. He said, who touched me? But the cloud in him saw the woman look his way. She came behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood. And Jesus said, who touched me? somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. Notice that the Holy Spirit responded immediately to the woman's look of faith when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, just as the electron responded immediately when the scientist looked at it. God is present everywhere at all times, and he becomes present with you in particular when he sees that your faith eyes are focused on him. Whatever you need today, don't even question the fact that God will give you his healing power to deal with those symptoms, that disease. Just focus on him and receive. Just receive. Just turn your focus toward him. It's like the wonderful song in the world says that we sing a lot of the times here. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. The things of this earth will grow strangely dim. Oh, in the light of his glory and grace. You know that sicknesses and diseases are things of this world. They'll grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. It may take you a while of practicing this. This needs to become a habit because we get so used to looking at the symptoms. Get a while to be able to focus fully on his wonderful face. Father, I pray for those. Lord, you have called me to equip people to interact with you, to see the impossible. And so, Father, I thank you for deeper depths and understanding of how faith works for them. Thank you, Father, for the people that will be healed because they have received this truth. In Jesus' name, God bless you.